City Council meeting. Today is Wednesday, November 15th, and we'll start our meeting with a roll call on my left.
Mark Taylor.
Mike Warner.
Sean Crane.
Lori May.
Robert Anderson.
And our Councilwoman Stella Hill is excused for the evening. We're going to start with an invocation by our Councilman Sean Crane.
Our dear God, Heavenly Father, as we bow our heads before the end of this time, we express appreciation for this wonderful town we have to live in, for this place that the pioneers settled in, and for the good people who live here now. We're so grateful, Father, for the opportunity we have to live in the country, for the opportunity we have to have open spaces around us. We're grateful, Father, for the moisture that we've received that helped us through the summer. We'd ask that we might receive more moisture so that we can continue to grow the crops that are necessary. This time, as we discuss the needs and the matters of the city, Lord, God bless us that we might make the best choice that we possibly can, and that we might be able to bless the lives of the people here in town and those decisions that we make. And we say things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. All right, let's move on to our Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. Next is our public forum. I think you are here on the agenda.
They're on the agenda, yes.
Yes, all right. And is there anybody else for the public forum? Doesn't look like it.
I'm just here.
Okay. All right. We'll move forward to our minutes from November 1st. Somebody would like to either make a recommendation to approve them or to make changes.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of November 1st, 2023, for the regular meeting, and November 1st, 2023, work meeting.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Crane. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
A second by Councilman Anderson. Taylor?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Crane?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Thank you. And approved 4-0. Our bills. Period ending November 10th for
$42,594. We just pay in advance.
So, how do you come on track?
Yes, pay in advance.
We're on the schedule.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
All right, we have a motion by Councilman Warner. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Second by Councilman Anderson. Taylor?
Yes.
Warner?
Yes.
Crane?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Thank you. It passes 4-0. Thank you. Appointments, awards, and recognitions. I'm assuming I'm appointing Vern to the as a alternate, or have we already done that?
We already did that, but certainly he's our new planning commissioner. Okay. He's here tonight if you'd like to.
Would you like to just stand up and introduce yourself to the council?
Sure.
That would be awesome.
Vern Miller moved here from Colorado a couple years ago, and I'm excited to get to know what's going on in the community and being on the planning commission and just kind of hear this kind of the pulse and what's going on and to gain greater insights.
Okay, great. Appreciate that. Appreciate your service. Thanks, Bert. All right, let's move on to new business. Sackett County Chamber of Commerce, Phelan Campbell and her board. If you'll come forward and state your name and move forward.
Hi, I'm Phelan Campbell, and I have my vice president is Alicia King, and then my secretary is Paulia King, who's here with me. So I just have some handouts that I'm just going to pass out if you don't mind. This is just some of the information that we have.
So the first one, I'm not sure, but I want to make sure it's spelled right.
Just state your board members' names one more time.
I'm not sure I'll spell them right. Alicia King. Alicia. Yeah.
A-L-I-S-I-A.
C-I-A.
A-L-I-S-I-A.
And then Claudia.
Okay, great.
Okay. Thank you.
So we just started a new Chamber of Commerce as of the 1st of November. We're still very, very new. But we do officially have 9 members of the chamber. We're really excited about that. We haven't had any of our events. Our first events will be on December 4th in Ephraim. And we're hoping that event is a free event, and we're hoping that it'll be kind of a kickoff event, and we're hoping that we'll pick up some new members there. This first year, I know it's going to be a little bit difficult for us, but the main reason we wanted to start this chamber, there's not a chamber in Sanpete County or in any of the cities in Sanpete County. And because of that, there's not the support for the businesses that they should have. With this chamber, we hope to support the businesses, which in turn helps the community. And gives them a voice as well as helps advocate for those businesses and helps educate them with the different things that they have, grants that are available to them, different programs that are available to them. Snow College is willing to jump in. We've also spoke with Six County Economic Development, and they are more than willing to jump in and help us with this. We've already got speakers lined up for different lunch and learns for the future, for the different lunch and learns that we're planning out. We'd like to do at least 3 here in Gunnison for the next year. So I don't know if you have a place here in the city that maybe we could have here. Okay, that would be great. We would love to do that. But what we're here today is to ask for some funding from the city to help us with this first year. We did get some funding from the county, but there's so much to get this started. We're going to need a lot of funding to do that, and we're hoping that each one of the cities could give us a little money to get that going and get everything that we need so that we can really provide the best service that we possibly can for these businesses. We'll have several different events throughout the year that will help bring in a little bit of funding. After this first year, we're hoping that we can do some more events. That first year is just going to be a little bit tough. So once we get it off the ground, I think it will be great. So
we had a chamber that was really active and did a lot of great things, but it's always waxed and waned depending on who the volunteer was that was in charge.
Yes.
So we're, I think maybe with some stability and an umbrella organization, maybe it would make it easier for the next volunteer to step up and be a part of something bigger. And you're also part of the rural chamber, right?
Or right.
Associated
yes.
with them. So there's a lot of resources there. How about Main Street? Are you involved with Chelsea?
We're involved with the Main Street in Mount Pleasant. Mm-hmm. That's a couple of our members have come from that Main Street committee. But the difference between ours and what has been done before is we have hired somebody that would work this. So mm-hmm. it's not all volunteer driven. Because normally what happens with a volunteer driven chamber is people get, they're really great for a little while, and then they get burned out, and then everything kind of falls apart. So we wanted to get enough funding that we would have a hired employee that would work just a few hours each week towards this, so that it would continue to go and have that drive. We're patterning this after the Nephi Chamber of Commerce, and Abby Ivory, I'm on that board for Nephi Chamber, and Abby Ivory has been helping us there. She's the executive director. Their chamber was dying, and she went to the city there and said, I'm sorry, but we're going to have to just quit this. And the city, Nephi City, said, no, we don't want to do this. So we'll give you some money, and they decided to hire somebody. And when they hired somebody to do it and have pushed forward with that, within 2 years, they have really just amazingly jumped to a very successful Chamber of Commerce. And that's what we're hoping to do with this.
Okay, good. I'd like to see us do a countywide Small Business Saturday next year and, you know, really hit that up in Europe or something like that.
We would love to do something. We're going to do a shop local flyer. We'd like to do that in the newspaper. Right now, we don't have enough numbers to really do that. We are going to do an ad in the newspaper this November, but that's our goal, is to do a shop local every November that lists the different members of the chamber.
Yeah, and we have a light parade every year on Small Business Saturday, so I just wanted you to be aware of that. That's something we do. I would like to recommend that we donate. I'm looking at Gary.
He's got his computer in his head back there.
I'm thinking we could probably come up with $1,500. Towards that end, is that what you're looking for? Something along that line?
That would be great. We know that each city is different, and so we're looking at 2,000.
Okay, all right. So we're one of the larger cities. We're not the largest. Ephraim, of course, has tripled the budget and tripled the people, but anyway, but we have a lot of businesses here in town, and we would like to expand and support them in a way that's meaningful. Yes?
Does the chamber charge businesses to join? Is there a fee when you join?
There is, yes. But with that fee, you also get marketing through us. And the marketing that you get through us, we're hoping that you find that benefit to be well worth the money that you put in.
Can you determine how much that would be for?
Yes, we do have a fee structure, yeah. So if you're, and that's in the
last page.
I have a fee structure here if you want to.
Oh, that's really reasonable.
Yeah, right now we started it really low because this first year we're not going to be able to do a lot of events. But as we do more events and we're able to include them in more marketing things, we want to increase the value of that. And as we increase the value of those memberships, then we'll be able to be more self-sustaining. So
we're just kind of giving you a lead line here to get you going, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, I know I can improve that on my own, but I prefer to have the city council support.
You can, if you just don't get out of your car.
Is there a second?
There you go.
Second pocket.
How are we looking there, Dennis?
We've partly taken out of our technical.
We have an economic development fund.
Okay, so there's some room there.
Yes.
Okay, I'll make the motion that we donate, was it $1,500? To the San Pete Chamber of Commerce for this year.
All right. I have a motion by Councilman Anderson. Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
Seconded by Councilman Crane. Taylor?
Yes.
Kelwanner?
Yes.
Crane?
Yes.
Henderson?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for making the trip down here.
Thank you so
and
much.
We look forward to working with you.
Appreciate you all.
Is there, if a company wants to join this, how do we go about doing that?
You can go to our website. We have, our website is up and running.
Yeah.
So, it should be listed.
I see the website there. Yeah. So there's no phone number to contact or anything?
No, at this point we don't have a phone yet. That's, we're waiting until we have enough funds that we can actually purchase.
Do you guys accept credit cards or is it just check?
Yeah, we're in the process of accepting credit cards right now. It's just check. So, but I think we should have that ready
by
within.
By the week, yeah.
Yeah, by the end of the week.
By the end of the week?
Mm-hmm. No, I'll need, information to get a check cut for you guys.
I don't want it for
me. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have a W-9 or anything?
If you want, let me give you this. Actually, I'll just give you this information. You can just email.
It's right on the bottom there.
Yeah, at the bottom. Okay. Okay, and then I'll give you all the information that you need.
Okay, thank you.
What drives a person to do this? To start from scratch, ground up. Nothing's there whatsoever.
You know,
what drives a person to do that?
It's just a need. I just saw a need, and there was others that joined in with me, and we just felt like this was something that Sam Pete really, really deserved. And so we're hoping that others can jump on board, and we've seen it. We've seen people from all over the place that are just really excited to join us. So I think this will be great. Because of my role, and that's, I'm the liaison for the cities, which I should introduce myself to you as that, to the cities with CentreCom. And because of that, I'm also on many chambers. And I've seen what they've done in other areas. And I just feel like Sam Pete's missing out. And I really feel bad that these businesses here are not getting the support that they need. Yeah. So this was something that I desire to bring to the businesses here. So
thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So Gary, did you have anything specific that we're? I don't want to keep you any later than you have to be. This guy over here is the problem.
Yeah.
Dennis.
Because we can move it. We can move it around so you're not.
The items I asked him to be here for is a recertification of the Justice Court to talk about the financial impacts of the court. And then, Mayor, we will need an executive session tonight to talk about the potential purchase of real estate. And,
right.
What we have in here for that as well.
Exactly. So you're kind of stuck here anyway, huh?
Now, Dennis and I are good at pointing fingers at each other, they can solve.
Can we go into executive session and then back into the
yes,
session
we
or we have
yeah.
to do it in the end?
No, we can do that because I really do feel like we need to be, his time here and get
so
is
he dealing with purchase of property?
Yes.
I make a motion we move into executive session to discuss potential purchase of property. I'll second.
We have a motion by Councilman Crane and a second by Councilman Wanner. Taylor?
Yes.
Wanner?
Yes.
Crane?
Yes.
And yes.
Okay, we are closed.
We'll come back in regular session.